Masechet Menachot Perek Dalid Mishnah He. This Mishnah will talk about the Minhat Havitin, which is a Minha offering brought daily by the Kohen Gadol. An Isaron of flour was brought in the morning and divided in half. The first half was brought in the morning and the second half was brought in the afternoon. What he would do is after he would bring the full Isaron of flour in the morning, he would actually bake it into bread, into loaves, and 12 loaves were cut in half, broken in half. 12 half loaves were offered in the morning, and 12 half loaves were offered in the afternoon. Mishnah says, Havite Kohen Gadol, lo hayu ba'ot hatzayim. The Kohen Gadol's minhat habitin were not brought to the Bet HaMikdash in halves, even though the Kohen Gadol only offered half an Isaron in the morning and half an Isaron in the afternoon. He wasn't allowed to bring a half Isaron at a time. Ela mevi Isaron shalem vehotzehu. Rather, he brought the entire Isaron to the Bet HaMikdash in the morning and then he divided it in half. Umakriv mehetza baboker umehetza ben ha'arbaim. And he offered one half in the morning and another half in the afternoon. But what would happen if the Kohen Gadol, who brought an Isaron of flour in the morning for his mincha, then offered half of it in the morning, died before the second half of the afternoon was offered? The Mishnah says, "Vekohen sheikriv mechaitza b'shaharit umet." The Kohen Gadol offered half of it Isaron in the morning, and then died. Uminu kohen aher tahtav. And on that same day, they appointed a new Kohen Gadol in his place. Lo yavi hatzi Isaron mebeto. The new Kohen Gadol does not bring half of an Isaron from his house for the afternoon minhat havitin. He doesn't do that, even though the new Kohen Gadol is only bringing the afternoon portion. He's not allowed to bring in half an Isaron from his house, because as we've stated, the minha over here has to come from a full Isaron. It can't come from a divided Isaron. And he also doesn't bring the half Isaron of the first Kohen Gadol who died. Even though there's a half Isaron waiting in the Beit HaMikdash to be offered, we learn that he can't bring that. It has to be his Isaron that this is coming from. Ela mevi Isaron shalem vehotzehu. What does he do? He brings a full Isaron from his house and he divides it in half. Umakriv mehetza umehetza aved. What he does is he offers half of it in the afternoon, and the other half is destroyed. Nimsi'u shenei hatzayim kerevin. What we end up with is, we end up with two half Isaron are offered that day. One half Isaron in the morning by the first Kohen Gadol who then died, and then a second half Isaron in the afternoon by the second Kohen Gadol who was appointed. Ushnei hatzayim ovdin. And two half Isaron are destroyed, which is the first half Isaron that was left over by the first Kohen Gadol after he died, and the second half of the Isaron brought by the new Kohen Gadol, who only brought the afternoon version, and we can't bring the second half that he brought. What we do is we burn them just like any other korban that's not allowed to be offered. If there's no Kohen Gadol, a different Kohen has to bring the Minhat Havitin over here. Lo minu kohen aher mishel mihayita kerevav. They never appointed a new kohen gadol with whose money was the minhat habitin brought. Rabbi Shimon omer mishel sibur. Says Rabbi Shimon, from the money of the sibur, that means from the Bet HaMikdash treasury, with the mahatzit shekel fund that they would use to buy the other korbanot, they would use here to buy the minhat habitin. Rabbi Yehuda omer mishel yorshim. Says Rabbi Yehuda, no, it was brought from the money of the inheritors of the Kohen Gadol who passed away. Ushlema heita kereva. And the Minhat Havitin that we're talking about here, when there's no Kohen Gadol, a complete Isaron has to be brought in the morning and a complete Isaron has to be brought in the afternoon, as opposed to if a Kohen Gadol is bringing it, it's half an Isaron and half an Isaron here. We say it's one complete Isaron in the morning and one complete Isaron in the afternoon.